Hello, folks, and welcome back to another episode of the case study that we've been sort of neglecting for the last little while. So today's case study will be around what happens when you ask for feedback from your end user on how you're doing as far as performance in your position. Good day, good evening, and good morning wherever you may be, and this is the Biz Analyst Moment with Adam Hessler from Being a Biz Analyst, and welcome. Now let's dive into those moments. So, I've been doing a lot of event planning lately, and one of the things that we did at an event most recently that was 2 days long is we asked for feedback after the first day. And of course, yes, for sure, this is still testing out that task of business analysis improvement because we're asking for feedback from the attendees who are our stakeholders. This is a little bit less formal than you might think about when you're actually reading the Babok, but it's still relevant. It's still along the same lines of doing the task in that you're trying to improve, one, your capabilities as a business analyst, and two, improve the actual analysis work. So We really wanted to know, you know, were there things that we could improve upon for the next day? Or, you know, were there things that maybe we might need to think about for the next course? Or were there things that were maybe just isolated to a single person? Were there things that we could take the Pareto principle, so identifying, you know, maybe those 20% of issues, sorry, 20% of, sorry about that, sort of, I always forget how to phrase the Pareto principle. So 20% of the causes could actually resolve 80% of the effects. So in other words, was there, you know, one or maybe two different causes that could actually improve the student's experience significantly? And of course, with the Pareto principle, the 20-80 is not hard numbers. You know, it could be 10-90, it could even be 50-50. Obviously, if it's 50-50, it's not as ideal to be able to actually figure out how to best move forward. So I looked at the board of all the feedback that we had gotten, and a lot of it was very isolated to single people. There weren't any particular issues. And the other issues were things like timing that we really couldn't adjust for this particular run of the course because everything had already been set up. And there was a certain amount of material that we needed to cover and so on and so forth. So it was just, it was a very tough environment in which there wasn't a lot of flexibility, at least in this round. We could definitely look at that for the next round. But there was one thing that really stuck out to me that was a problem all day long, and I was surprised that none of the other students brought it up. And maybe this is one of those things where it's like it would have been a nice to have. We were having a lot of sound issues. And I got to thinking to myself, well, you know what? Maybe it's something that I can actually resolve. Because if I can improve their experience just a little bit more, maybe it actually resolves all their other issues. Because maybe all their other issues were a result of the sound issues. They just weren't expressing it in that way. Now, unfortunately, the end of the story is we didn't actually ask for feedback after the second day. Well, we did. It was all on actual feedback forms, so and I don't get to look at those, so we don't know. I don't actually know what ended up happening. But what was interesting was the improvement on the sound was actually a fairly minor issue. Number one, we had an issue of actually understanding which controls were being assigned to which microphone. And number two, we had a lot of feedback issues. So if feedback being actual sound feedback. And so if you're not familiar with the term, it's basically when you start to experience static. So the person's speaking and there's a lot of static. And so what I did was I went in the next morning and I said to myself, okay, so if I'm going to be a business analyst in this situation, what can I do? Well, I've assessed the situation. Obviously, we have sound issues. Number one, I can figure out which mic belongs to which controls and then mark that using a sticky note right next to the controls. Easy fix, right? And made the whole second day way better for everybody. And even the instructors were just like, oh my gosh, that's such a great idea. Number two was testing out the actual microphones to find out, like, what was that level that we could keep it at that was not so loud that you got feedback, but not so quiet that it made the microphones irrelevant. And so that's what I did, and it made things just a little bit better for the instructors, at least, as well as myself, because I was working on the audiovisual side of things and trying to be a student at the same time. It made my life a lot easier too, and less stressful of like worrying about the sound all day long and taking away from my learning experience. So it dramatically improved my learning experience, and I'd like to think it improved everybody else's experience as well to some degree. So that's just one example where really taking feedback and iterating on a solution really, really quickly and just finding out, like, what is the result of doing that can create huge improvements. So one great example for business analysts in a more formal business analysis setting is take your documents and share them with people, but not for the sake of them actually looking at it in the context of the document, but in the context of helping you learn how to be better. So we're talking a lot about this in the first episode of this week, where you take your document and you say, hey, you know, can you just provide me one piece of feedback on this? And one way I've heard of approaching people with this request is, I'm really trying to learn how to be better. I'd appreciate your assistance if you could take X number of minutes, you know, 5-10 minutes is usually about the max that people will be really receptive to, and look at this one particular part of the document and give me feedback on, you know, let's say how helpful it is for you, or what could be better to communicate more effectively with you. Coming back to my example, this could be as simple as maybe the way that you're passing off documentation to the technology team is not effective. You know, and they keep griping about how they don't like to get, you know, big documents or something like that. So maybe take a look at that and reframe it and say, you know, if you don't like big documents, I don't like writing them. So why don't we figure out what it is that's going to work for you that still provides you all the same value? So maybe that's doing, you know, wireframes, or maybe it's doing more process maps, or something else visual to replace a lot of the documentation. So that's it for today. Just, I just want to say, just keep iterating on your progress of performance as a BA and iterating on the performance of the analysis that you're doing. You need to be looking at both sides at all times, because it's great to iterate on your performance and your skill level and upgrading that, but you also need to be upgrading the other side, which is the actual effectiveness of the analysis. Even if you're not at the level where you can produce the kind of performance that needs to be out there for the analysis part of it, then at least that gives you an idea that, oh, okay, maybe I need to go and find somebody else who can help me reach that level, so that the analysis is actually performing at a level that is needed. Thanks very much, Biz Analyst Potential to Biz Analyst Career. Have an amazing day and happy Thanksgiving to anybody who's in Canada. All the best. So coming full circle with the mindset episode that we did this week on ethical versus unethical, I said that I'd bring it all together with that as well. And so what I would say is, coming back to my example where I was looking at feedback from other people, I wouldn't have wanted to actually just improve something for a single person that wouldn't have had a beneficial factor or beneficial effect on everyone else as well. And so I wouldn't have wanted to take one of the sticky notes that was so specific that it would have just improved one person's experience. Because especially when we're just looking at feedback from the first day and we're just trying to, you know, make as many small improvements as we can for the second day, it's important that we still be ethical, as it was defined in the last episode from the Babok, of being fair to everyone else. So one of the feedback was, you know, we'd like to leave at the end of the day earlier and cut the a lot of the content out. So this is very contradictory, obviously, to actually producing a course that's, you know, comprehensive enough, but not so much that, you know, it's overwhelming. And I was in the course taking it myself, and I didn't feel like it was overwhelming. I don't think anybody else did either. But I think that sometimes you just run into people who just want to get out sooner, for whatever reason. Maybe they're just there because their boss paid for the course to send them there or something along that lines. You know, so they sort of feel like they're being forced to be there rather than being there voluntarily. And so if we had decided to cut down on the material, we would have cut down on the value for everyone else as well. And so it would have had actually a larger negative impact than a positive impact. So that's sort of the ethical side of that decision of, do we take this piece of feedback and actually use it or not? And you'll run into these situations as well, where somebody's going to give you feedback and you really need to assess, is it fair and moral for me to implement this feedback for the whole company, or is this really specific to this one person? If it's specific to one particular person, it might be worth going and talking to that one person, assuming you know who it was. Our feedback was actually anonymous, so we didn't know who it was. But going to that person, having conversation about why is it that they feel that feedback is necessary to be implemented? Because it's probably not the surface level comment that they gave you, but probably something much deeper. And it's worth exploring what that deeper thing is to actually root out that cause. Because that cause could actually be a cause that's causing a lot of issues in the company and just not known. So that's it for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Biz Analyst Potential to Biz Analyst Career. Hi, folks. So as if you were looking for a YouTube live session, we won't be doing one this week as yesterday was a holiday. And so we'll be just skipping this weekend, moving on to the next Monday. So stay tuned for an announcement about that. Still trying to figure out, you know, the best day and time, or sorry, day to actually announce that on the podcast, but I will definitely do it at least on the first episode of the week, if not sooner. Thanks very much, and have an amazing day. Biz Analyst Potential to Biz Analyst Career. Thank you for joining me, Adam Hessler, from Being a Biz Analyst, for another Biz Analyst moment. I hope you enjoyed today's moment. I know I did. These are the moments of our careers.